The much-improved Niagara Ice Dogs make their first stop at Memorial Gardens tonight this season. The Ice Dogs missed the playoffs last season with a 1-7-4-3-6-2 record. However, in 2024-25, the Ice Dogs are already at the 17-win mark with an impressive record of 1-7-9-1-1 and sit in second spot in the competitive Central Division of the Eastern Conference. North Bay has a 1-loss extended record of 3 November 12 for 27 points, 5th in the Central Division. Ryan Olayan, battalion head coach, feels the troops will need a strong defensive effort against Niagara. "The biggest thing is they're able to score goals," stated Olayan. "They're a really high-octane offensive team. They have a couple of key guys who are some of the top scorers in our league, so there is a lot of danger to be had with that team." Ryan Rubrock paces the Ice Dogs with 20 goals and 18 assists for 38 points in 28 games, while fellow left-winger Kevin He matches Rubrock's team-leading goals total and has 15 assists for 35 points in 26 games. Consistency a key. In their two most recent games, both at home, the Troops fell 4-3 in overtime to the Erie Otters last Thursday night and defeated the Flint Firebirds 4-1 Sunday. "The weekend, as a whole, was the consistency," coach Ryan Olayan said Wednesday, inciting pertinent points. "When we're watching tape, that's what has been the best thing about our group right now." Olayan says they saw a lot of good things they can build on from that Flint victory. "We've seen spurts and we've seen times where we've been able to play some good hockey within games, but that was probably the most consistent game we've played for 60 minutes. And even going back again, the whole weekend, pretty consistent, and I think that's what's starting to gel and starting to click with the younger guys. It's not just doing it 3 out of 4 shifts, it's doing it every shift." Battalion infirmary still full. The battalion continue to battle through injuries, namely up front. Olayan noted it is unlikely battalion fans will see star Anthony Romani return before the Christmas break. "We are hoping to get some guys back, but there have been so many injuries," admitted Olayan. The battalion had 5 forwards out of the lineup against Flint: in center Andrew LeBlanc, right wingers Anthony Romani and Stepan Chukarev, and left-wingers Inat Pizzi and Nolan Laird. "They still need to get through a good practice, but Laird and Chukarev are guys that are pretty close," Olayan said. "Hoping for them this weekend, and that would be a boost for the lineup." Chukarev has missed 7 games since suffering an injury in a 6-5 overtime win on November 17 against visiting Sudbury, while Laird has sat out 2 games in concussion protocol after being checked into the boards by Brady Martin in a 3-2 win on November 30 at Sault Ste. Marie. Martin, who received an interference major and game misconduct, served a 3-game suspension. Troops leaders. Center Ethan Procizin tops the battalion with a team-high 19 goals and 11 assists for 30 points, and defenseman Jacob LeBlanc has 4 goals and a team-leading 25 assists for 29 points, both in 26 games. Left-winger Shamar Moses has scored 6 goals and added 19 assists for 25 points in 21 games since a trade from the Barrie Colts, while left-winger Owen Van Steensel has 11 goals and 10 assists for 21 points in 26 games. The Niagara game features Gen 7 Fuel Night, with the first 1,000 fans to enter the arena receiving a complimentary toque.